Luke chapter 17. Reading or hearing, and I'm reading from the New International Version. If you dare, say amen. Let's go back and get number one, verse number one. Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to stumble are bound to come. Look what he said. They're coming. But he gives a warning. He said, but woe unto anyone through whom they come. Verses 2 says, it would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to call one of these little ones to stumble. So he warns them in verse 3. So watch yourself. If your brother or sister sins against who? Do what? Rebuke them. Then he says, if they repent, forgive them. Verses 4 said, even if they sin against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times do what? Come back to you saying, I repent. What do we do? You must forgive them. But then verse number 5 says, the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. But then Jesus replied, if you have the faith of a small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Jesus told the disciples, things going to come, and it will cause people to stumble. They're bound to come. But woe unto anyone to which them. In other words, if you call somebody to stumble, then woe unto you. Amen. But better, he said, but better for them to be, thrown into the sea, in other words, drowned. But also he said this to us. That's done also. But sometimes he said to tell us that those that are new converts, we need to watch out ourselves, how we behave around them. So he gives them a warning. And he says, watch out yourself. But then I want to take my lesson, my subject, from verses number 5. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. Now, is that wrong to ask God to increase our faith? But I want us to know here, some things that we ask for, we are not ready for. Y'all catch that? So that's what we want to talk to this morning from the subject. Some things we're not ready for. reason why we don't let a newborn baby drive. Y'all hear me? Something we're not ready for.
Amen.
There's a reason why when you start out in math, you don't go to calculus. You got to take the basic before you get to calculus. I wouldn't even get that far. But there's a reason why. It took, and I've said this on so many occasions, that it takes 12 years to graduate from high school, unless you're a prodigy. It didn't happen overnight. There are years of a process. I remember my oldest son saying when he first started school, I wanted to go. He wants to go before he can write his name. But he found out that it was more to school than writing his name. And I say that for us to understand that there are years of process in life that must take place for us to be ready for circumstances when they come. Some things we are not ready for. And you ask, and you might be saying, what did this happen? Why did you? You know, at the age we finished, you know, when we finished high school, we didn't even understand we needed how to take care of a household. Not counting to take care of a family.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. In other words, we weren't ready or mature enough to understand all that we needed. Some of us learned, amen, by trial and error, meaning we made mistakes and we learned what we did when it was wrong. Some of us asked others that had been in a race for a while, and we got advice. That was me too, on matters. So what am I saying? Some things we were not ready for. Now, we thought we was ready, but we wasn't ready. Some things we were not mature enough for what we needed to handle them. Am I right about it? This is what we needed to grow. Some of us figured out on our own. We needed to spend some time in waiting and learning what was right and wrong. In other words, it was a process that must take place to help us to grow. Now, in our text, Christ tells his disciple, his apostle, that if they have someone sin against them, they must rebuke them. Yeah, look at verse 3 and 4. So watch yourself. If a brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. If they repent, forgive them. I'm still talking about something we are not ready for. Then it says, even if they sin against you seven times in a day, some of you say, well, what's the matter with you? And seven times in a day, and they come back to you saying, I repent, what we must do? Forgive them. Now, listen to what he said. Christ said, I want you to rebuke them. But rebuke them in love. For the Bible told us in Galatians chapter 6, verses number 1. If a brother be overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore such a one. How? In meekness. Lest you also be tempted. What they're saying, preacher? Paul tells the Galatian church, look here, you can fall this way. Right. You rebuke them, but yet do it in a way that you're not dropping the handle. Some of us, we want to drop the handle. And like we haven't seen it all, and I'm not right about. Let me tell you this. For example, we need to understand God has brought us from him. We not been always where we have been, I'm right about. Some of us have been in some pickle in our lives. And God has brought us a mighty long way. And sometimes we have amnesia and we forget where God has brought us from. But God said, rebuke them. And said, if they repent, what should we do? Give forgive them. Why? Because God has forgiven us as well. But then, he throwed a wrench in them. He throwed a wrench in them and said, if they sin against you seven times in a day. Oh, y'all hear that? Some of us said, well, oh Lord, I can't be doing this. Seven times I got to ask Brother Osmond, forgive me. Seven times I got to go to Brother Osmond and say, I sinned against you, but forgive me. And Brother Osmond got to forgive me if he a child of God. But some of us said, Lord, I cannot do that because that brother is not willing to forgive me. But if he willing to repent, we should forgive him. Now what he's saying here, he's talking to the apostle. And he's talking to the apostle, you say, well, they should know how to forgive. They should know, but I'm telling you, it's hard for a child, a seasoned Christian, to do that. Am I right about it? It's hard for one that's been in the Lord's church for, many years to forgive a brother. Because sometimes we say, I'm going to forgive you, but I want to bury the hatchet. And we leave the hatchet handled up, am I right about it? So we can pull it out every time, am I right about it? We're not willing to forgive. But something we are not ready for. You know, and then the apostle asked the Lord when he told them this, if you have a brother that asks for forgiveness, you will forgive them if he come back to you seven times in a day, you forgive him. Something we are not ready for. But then Jesus answered their question with this. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, what you're saying, preacher? Jesus said they were not ready for what they needed to do. Y'all didn't catch that. Remember, The reason why we don't teach, we don't let a newborn babe dry, they're not ready for it. The reason we don't take calculus right out when we start school, we're not ready for it. What Jesus was telling the apostles, they were not ready for it. Look what I said. Look what Jesus said. Jesus said, a mustard seed, the smallest seed it is. Mm-hmm. See, you don't have, in other words, your faith don't have to be that big, is what Jesus said. Jesus said, tell him, a mustard seed has to be put in the ground and allowed to grow. Mm-hmm. Y'all catch me? In other words, Jesus was telling the apostles their faith hadn't grown enough to where if they can understand if they will forgive their brother and they are willing to forgive them if they repent. Sometimes when they have to go through some hardship and some suffering and some pain for them to be able to forgive one another. No, I don't think you follow. Our faith grows not in leaps and bounds. Our faith grows through hardship, through suffering, through circumstances that happen in our life. It is a process that happens in our lives. The apostle had not went through it yet. So all they need was the faith of a mustard seed. And what happens when that mustard seed grows? It matures. It becomes one of the largest plants that ever grew. Y'all catch that? What I'm saying to us here this morning, we might be asking the Lord, and be careful what you ask for.
Yes.
Because you might not be ready for it. Told you the story that sometime when the boys were small, everyone in my neighborhood was having motorcycles. Mm-hmm. All the boys in my neighborhood. But if my boy came to me and asked me for a motorcycle, I knew they weren't mature enough for him. I'm saying that I maybe have been able to purchase it for them, but they are not mature to handle it. What I'm saying is sometimes we ask the Lord for things that are not alive, and we are not mature enough. Or we have not grown in the process. We have not let our faith go where it needed to go. And so we need to understand that let the process take its place. Now what I'm saying is, well, the apostle asked the Lord to increase. Nothing wrong with that. Because we all want our faith to increase. As a matter of fact, we're planning to study in the book of Hebrews this weekend as well. And we're starting about the fact of faith as well. But I'm here to tell you, there's a process of work in our lives to increase our faith. Get for me, Hebrews chapter 11. Now, we're gonna bring this up. We're going to try to make a point here as well. Can we get, this is what we call the faith chapter. And I want to show you something we're not ready for. It has to be a process, and let it to where we become mature enough to understand that God is working this thing out for us, and working this thing out. That we must let it become mature. Now Hebrews chapter 11, in the very first verse. All right, let's look what faith is. What is faith?
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for.
All right.
and the evidence of things not seen.
All right, now look here. Something we won't understand until we let the Lord work it out in our lives. I want to know here that something we will never understand, because I'm here to tell you as well, we don't understand how the Lord just, how God just said, let there be light. But yet all he had to do was speak it. And am I right about it? And when God spoke it, there was light. Am I right about it? And something, but we have faith that the Lord did that as well. Look, verses number three, what it says, Brother Hopper.
Through faith we understand.
Yes, sir. What is this faith? Through faith what?
We understand that the worlds were framed by the words of God.
Now, I have faith that God spoke things into life. Mm-hmm. I didn't get this overnight, but I read it through his word. Even in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, that tells us that God spoke to us, and yet God is still speaking to us as well. So what they're saying here, by faith, I believe that God said, let there be light, and there was light, and the world was created. It is a process. And something we are not ready for until we understand the word of God. Look at verse number four, what it says.
By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
By faith again, anyway, we're looking at it again. Here faith plays a part in it as well. I don't know what happened between the time that Abel, Cain, and Cain was there. But because of Abel had more faith than the Lord, God accepted his offering more than Cain. Why did he do it? Why did Cain mess up? I don't know. But the Bible tells us what happened. And by faith, it's a process. All right, let's look for just a few moments here. As well, look at verse number five.
By faith, Enoch was translated that he shall not see death.
The process. It's a process. Now, Enoch was taken from this life. He didn't die. God took him. Am I right about it? Now, Enoch didn't get this way by just coming into this world. It took the process of him learning and believing in God and walking with the Lord, because the Bible tells us that Enoch walked with God, and by faith, God took him away. It's a problem. Some things we are not ready for when we ask him. But look as well. Look at verse number seven.
By faith, Noah, being warned of God's things not seen as yet.
And we know the story of Noah. Took 120 years to build an ark. That's a process, am I right about it? Mm-hmm. I'm sure that people were talking, look at this fool. Building that rain on this earth at all. And he's building an ark? It's a process, am I right about it? Something, I'm sure that God, Noah, found favor with God. Now, that favor with God didn't happen overnight, and we can say to ourselves that maybe we have found favor with God as well, but it did not happen overnight. It was a process, am I right about it? Like I said, it took 12 years for you to finish school, and when we finished school, we thought we was ready, but we couldn't even run a household. Maybe you could, but I couldn't. It's a process. All through the book of Hebrews tells about our faith. My point I want to make this morning, nothing wrong with asking the Lord, but sometimes we don't know what we're asking. We're not ready for it. were not mature. The apostles asked the Lord, we want to be able to forgive. Not only will we don't forgive, we want to be able to forgive 7 times in a day. Somebody keep coming. Somebody keep coming and say, Dan, what's the matter with you? Why you keep doing it? But the Lord said, forgive. And the apostle said, we need faith to be able to do this. So they said, increase our faith. And then Jesus came back and said, all you need is the faith of a mustard seed. Something that small. But you got to let the process take place. You got to deal. See, the apostles, they had to deal with the suffering, pain, and persecution to increase their faith. So, come on, I'm here to tell you, I'd be willing to say this morning that some of our faith would not be where it is if we had not suffered. Am I right about it? It wouldn't be where we believe it's not where it needs to be, but it wouldn't be where it was. It's good, thank the Lord, it was not where it was, and not where it could be. But yet we thank the Lord as well as they are. So my point. Be careful what you ask for, because you're not ready for it. Let the process take place. Sometimes it takes some time. One thing that we are not ready for, we're not willing to wait. Am I right about it? As I said, we are a microwave society. Put it in the button, push the button, put it in the microwave, it's warm like that. But some of us, Brother Hopper, we remember that on Sunday we had to go back to the house and put it in the stoves. Some of us, am I right about it? Cooked it on Saturday night. Hello, somebody. Put it in the refrigerator. Am I right about it? And then get back to the house and put it in there. It took maybe an hour or two for it to get ready. But now we got to fix a plate. Pop it in there. Couple of suckers. It's hot. We're not willing to wait. But I dropped by to tell you this morning, you're going to have to wait on the Lord. Your time is not his time. And we can't rush the Lord, am I right about it? God knows better for them. We know better than him. Am I right about it? And we need to wait for him to develop our faith. Yes, sir, our faith needs to be increased. But again, I'm saying, look at that mustard seed. And it's so small. It is small. But once it sets in the ground, hello, somebody, let the process go and the soil feed to where it needs to feed. And then all of a sudden, hello, we see the evidence. Yeah, that's the same way with us when we've been put down in the ground. And then all of a sudden we see it grow. Then we see the evidence and we thank the Lord for allowing this to happen in my life. You thought you was ready, but you found out that it's a process. The disciple thought they could do it. Come up here to tell you, he said, well, disciple, they should have been ready. But they were human just like we were. Even Peter, who went with him, denied. Am I right about it? So what you're saying, we all got our faults. And I'm telling you this, and I'm leaving you with this. Satan got his toolbox. And he'll pull in, pull out whatever he needs to work with us. And once we suffer a little bit, we come back to him and say, thank the Lord that you allowed the process to work. Am I right about it? So this morning, are you ready? Just to get started. That's all. Let the Lord plant you in the ground. Let him work with you. Let him take you to process it so you can sprout and grow and work with it. And you see the evidence. Say, Lord, you should, man, the Lord was with me. So I'm here to tell you, he'll be with you. But you got to go through the process. Amen. So this morning, if you want to become a member of the body of Christ, you got to go through the process. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. For it, you see, what the Bible says, and at the right time, God sent forth his Son. You know, that's a process as well. God could have sent him down there at the beginning, but God didn't want them to be. At the right time, God sent forth his Son. It's a process. So this morning, if you're not a member of church, well, yes, you become one. Then if you are a child of God, you're surely away from his teaching. We ask you to confess your fault one to another. And the Bible says the prayer of the righteous. We'll pray for you this morning. Very much. Number 639 has been selected. That also, so we could close to be standing.
I can hear.